Sometimes historic events suck. But what shouldn't suck is learning about history. I do that through storytelling. History That Doesn't Suck is a chart-topping history-telling podcast chronicling the epic story of America decade by decade from the 18th century to the 20th. Original music and immersive sound design accompany us on our storytelling journey. Listen to and follow History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to the Padres Postgame Show on the Padres Radio Network. Coming up, we'll deliver a full recap of the game with highlights, player interviews, and we'll take you down to the manager's office to hear from Jay Stinglass, an update on the scores from around baseball, final comments from the radio booth, and of course, your phone calls. You can call us at 833-288-0973. Catch it all here on the Padres Radio Network.
What a night from Blake Snell and the San Diego Padres, everyone. Padres win. They beat the Diamondbacks 3-0 tonight. Their first back-to-back win, games back-to-back, since August 9th and 10th against the Miami Marlins. I'm Matt Scraby. This is the Padres post-game show on 97.3 The Fan. We have a lot to talk about tonight. There are so many things that happened in this game, and we are possibly going to be talking with Blake Snell in this post-game show as long as everything lines up with the schedules and all of that. We'll be hearing from Jace Tingler about what he thought about tonight's game and whether or not he had any thoughts about leaving Blake Snell in the game tonight. But I think we may have finally seen the end to this horrid Padres play, because the Padres, they looked great tonight. They looked great last night. And Blake Snell, I just can't say enough about what he did tonight and what he did last week and what he's done over the last 6 weeks, in the last six starts as well, because Dennis Lynn tweeted out Blake Snell logged a 1.72 ERA in six August starts. Statistically, it was his best calendar month since the end of 2018. So Blake Snell rounding into form, becoming the Blake Snell that everybody knew he could be when he came to San Diego, and he is now winning big games for the San Diego Padres. The Padres, they are looking like a team that is building a little bit of confidence after that stretch of bad play. They are looking like they are a team that really is hungry for a playoff spot. I said it last night. I can't get too excited about last night's win until they win tonight, and they did. And they shut out the Diamondbacks. The pitching right now for the Padres is incredible. So the last couple weeks, we all know about the struggles with the bullpen. We all know about the bullpen being tired, but Blake Snell has taken it out of the bullpen's hands, and he has been the one to go deep into games. I know there's controversy with the decision to pull Blake Snell after seven innings and 107 pitches with 10 strikeouts, but if you want to join us and tell us a little bit later your thoughts on everything, 833-288-0973, or you can tweet me at Matt Scraby. But I believe that Blake Snell coming out of the game was the right call tonight. I do, because these games down the stretch are so important, especially with how the Padres have been playing recently. And so I understand why Jace Tingler might be a little hesitant to leave a starting pitcher in there, especially when they're over 100 pitches, just because you can't afford to have a tired pitcher out there give up runs because you want to appease the fans and go deep into the game. And so my official stance on tonight is that Blake Snell and Jace Tingler, they made the right decision on coming out of the game tonight. So Jace Tingler, he's about to sit down with the media. Matt Scraby here with you, Padres post-game show. We're going to go right to Jace Tingler, and I believe he is going to be answering right out the gate why he took out Blake Snell.
Let's take a trip down to the Padres clubhouse and hear from the manager, Jace Tingler. Presented by Sin Lee Food. Find your next cooking adventure at Sin Lee Food. 4665 El Cajon Boulevard. The Cook's Asian Resource.
Hey, Jace, was there any decision as to whether to leave Blake Snell in that game and let him finish it out?
Yeah, of course. You know, you sit there and it's the last thing you want to do. You want him to go for the no-hitter, no doubt about it. The reality is he's coming off his career high pitches, career high innings. He's on a great roll right now. And, you know, it's 107 pitches, and, you know, basically he's on pace, averaging 15, 16 pitches an inning. And, you know, if everything continues, you're talking, you know, in the possibly 140s. And, you know, two things you think about. You think about the game tonight. How do you get the win? And then also keeping him in a good position going forward. So it's not what you want to do, but I felt it was the right thing to do tonight and for going forward as well. So he was outstanding.
Yeah, I was going to ask that. I mean, just how encouraged are you by what you're seeing from him? Not just, you know, tonight, last week, and really what you're seeing in the month of August.
Yeah, it's with him, a lot of things going on where he's starting to gain a lot of confidence and he's pounding the zone and he's been outstanding. And then, you know, from Musgrove and Paddock last night and Darvish now. And so this is the type of momentum we need to build going into these last 4 or 5 weeks. And so we're right back in this thing and we'll keep it moving tomorrow with Darvish going forward.
Hey, you're in a position where really it just matters that you get the win, but how do you assess the offense? I mean, you guys did enough to get the win, but you also left a lot of guys on base. Yeah. Are you going to need to kind of clean that up a little going forward?
You fill with the bases loaded a couple times. You're one gap or one single away from opening the game up. And, you know, we had some good battles. Manny put us up with that really good, you know, low liner, two-run homer. And then Frazier at first, Profar with the double, Bobby with the aggressive send, and Frazier with the good slide at home to be able to get it. But then, you know, we had, like you said, had some runners in scoring position and just couldn't get that two out knock to kind of open it up a little bit. But Blake was on, Pierce was good, and Melancet shut it down and played really good defense behind it. You know, Manny's play in the eighth, I think it was off Varsho. You know, some really plus plays out there. So good pitching and defense tonight.
You have a chance for the sweep tomorrow. Is this the kind of taking care of business here that you're hoping to see?
Yeah, I want to see a good outing from Darvish, give us a chance to win, and then come out and get some runs on the board and continue to play good defense. So be a short turnaround with the day game, but we need to be ready to go.
Thanks, Jace.
Kevin Acey.
The at-bats that you saw from Adam last night, it looked like they continued tonight. First, just what did you see from him, and will you just keep running him out there as long as he's doing that?
Yeah, I think the at-bats are getting better. It looks like he's seeing the ball a little bit longer, a little bit better. The decisions are good. He's staying in the zone. The moves are tight. So really like what I'm seeing right now.
And that was just a snippet of Jace Tingler post-game with the media. And if you wanted to see the rest of his post-game press conference, you can go to @97.3TheFanSD on Twitter. We're going to have all the videos to it. And I know that Adam is working hard on putting all those up right now. We are still possibly going to be speaking with Blake Snell here on the Padres post-game show. So we'll stay tuned for that. We're also going to talk to Coach John Cotera in a little bit, and we're going to get all of the regular things in here on the Padres postgame show. Two in a row for the Padres, first time since August 9th and 10th, and this was a big one. The starting pitching has been really, really good for the Padres here in the last couple days, and it's been really good for the Padres when they absolutely needed it. And I'm watching a replay of Blake Snell being taken out of the game right here on MLB Network, and he looked like he was pretty content with it. He looked like he was okay with it. So if he does come on the show tonight, I will get up the courage to ask Blake Snell whether or not he was frustrated with being removed from the game. But you can give us a call, 833-288-0973. We'll be taking calls as we go throughout the show. So if you're on hold right now, stay there. We will get you as soon as possible. But right now, we're going to make way for a break, and we're going to see about whether or not Blake Snell is going to be coming on, as well as getting you the highlights. So we'll do all of that when we get back. I'm Matt Scraby. Padres win 3-0. They are now in full view of the wild card in the National League, which is so nice for everybody to hear. So we'll talk about that when we get back on 97.3 The Fan. Matt Scraby back with you here in the Odyssey Palace. 97.3 The Fan, Padres postgame show. The Padres beat the Diamondbacks 3-0 tonight. And what a good night for the Padres, especially as the starter went out there, Blake Snell. He moves to 7-5 on the season with the win, 10 strikeouts, gives up no hits, and only walked two. It's funny, he walked the first batter he saw tonight, and then he just went on a tear. So it was just one of those nights for Blake Snell. Everything was working out. And again, we are trying to get Blake Snell on the postgame show tonight, so it could happen. It could not, but I am leaning towards could. I am leaning towards could. So that is the latest on Blake Snell on the show. Now, let's get to the highlights.
Let's listen back to the most exciting plays from today's game with our game highlights presented by EcoWater SoCal. What's in your water? Find out online at EcoWaterSoCal.com and schedule your free water test today. That's EcoWaterSoCal.com.
Well, this was a pitching duel here in this game until about the top of the fifth inning when Manny Machado, let's talk about him for a second because he has been taking some heat from people saying that he's not carrying the team and all of that. But Manny Machado came to the plate tonight and he got this on the board.
1-2 to Manny. Swung on, driven to left field. This one is going to be gone. A two-run home run for Manny Machado. That breaks the 0-0 tie. Padres with a 2-0 lead. Home run number 23 on the season for Manny and RBIs number 85 and 86. Padres with a 2-0 lead in the fifth.
And this ball got out in a hurry. 111.3 miles per hour off the bat. A hanging breaking ball to Manny Machado. And you were just kind of hitting on it. Pitch count starting to get high in the fifth, 73 pitches. This is where wearing down pitchers can become effective. It might not show up early in the game, but he hangs a breaking ball after having to work a long at bat with Cronenworth. He singles. Manny follows it up with a two-run shot to give the Padres a 2-0 lead.
And right there, you're thinking, okay, things are good for the no-hitter right now because now the Padres have the lead. They don't have to worry about having to score any runs. Manny Machado, by the way, Manny Machado's home runs. I don't think I've ever seen any home runs that get out of the park as fast as his do and don't fly as high. I mean, these things are line drives to the outfield. It's dangerous for Manny Machado's home runs to go over the fence because the fans need to be looking out. But Manny Machado hits his 23rd home run, scores Jake Cronenworth. Padres 2-0 in the top of the fifth inning. We go to the top of the sixth inning, and Jurickson Profar at the plate.
Jurickson 1-for-2 tonight. He singled back in the third, had a bases loaded, but struck out. First pitch swinging, line drive, base hit into right field. McCarthy is going to race over for it. Frazier is going to get himself over to third base easily. The throw comes in, and they're going to try to send him. Here comes the throw home. He is safe at the plate. Throw down to second base is going to be in time to get Profar in a rundown. Ahmed is chasing him down. Now he throws over to Walker, the first baseman. So Profar is retired. But some good aggressive base running by the Padres. And Adam Frazier gets the run across. And now lead this ball game 3-0.
And with a 3-0 lead, everybody's feeling really good about the Padres. And Blake Snell came back out for the seventh inning. And he got through the seventh inning with no issues and no hits, 10 strikeouts on the night. And this is when the decisions had to be made, whether or not Jace Tingler was going to hold Blake Snell back in the dugout and not let him go back out, or would Blake Snell be back out there for the eighth inning. In the end, Jace Tingler did pull Blake Snell from the game. I was talking about seeing that moment on TV when Jace Tingler told Blake Snell he's coming out of the game, and he did look fine with it. He did not have any issues with it. I think Blake Snell is a very smart pitcher. He's a very smart baseball player, and he knows what's better for the team is for him maybe to come out of that game. So Blake Snell taking it in stride, and that would lead to Pierce Johnson being in the game. And let's actually hear Blake Snell in his final out.
So it's another 2-2 pitch. This one is a fly ball, softly hit to left field. Profar coming in, still coming in, charging, makes the catch for the final out. Another 1-2-3 inning for Blake Snell. And through seven, he's yet to allow a hit, and he's hanging on to a 3-0 Padres lead.
And we just keep going back and forth with no runs being scored in the rest of the game, but Mark Melancon comes on. Actually, Pierce Johnson, he came on. He pitched an inning. He did give up a hit in the game, so we'll possibly ask Blake Snell whether or not he razzed his teammate when he got back in the dugout. But Mark Melancon, who hasn't been used as much lately because the Padres haven't been in a place to use him, he came out for the bottom of the ninth inning, and he was looking for his 36th save.
Mark Melancon once again one strike away from locking down this Padres victory. The 1-2 pitch, swing and a miss, strike three. He stayed away, went with the backdoor curveball. He gets Pavin Smith swinging. He strikes out the side, strands two runners, and locks down this 3-0 Padres victory.
And that was it for the Padres, and they get the win, two in a row for them. They win 3-0 over the Arizona Diamondbacks, and the Padres are now 71-62 on the season. The Diamondbacks fall to 44-90 on the season. Blake Snell gets the win, moves to 7-5 on the year. Zach Gallen takes the loss for the Diamondbacks. He's 2-8 on the season. Mark Melancon gets his 36th save of the season. The Padres tonight, they did put up 6 hits on the board, so they were getting to Zach Gallen. Jake Cronenworth had 2 hits. Jurickson Profar, who had 2 hits tonight. Jurickson Profar is looking pretty good. I mean, the last couple games, he's picked up 4 hits. So we will talk about that in a little bit, but I wanted to make sure that we get to Coach John Quintero right now. Matt Scraby here with you, Padres postgame show. Possibly going to be joined by Blake Snell at any moment, so we are keeping our eyes on the phones. If you want to give us a call, 833-288-0973. Coach, what did you see tonight, and did you agree with the decision to take Blake Snell out of the game?
Absolutely, I agreed with it. Coming off a career-high 122 pitches last time out, the Padres desperately need starting pitch in the final month of the season. It wouldn't surprise me from time to time if they went to a four-man rotation with a lot of these off days. And, you know, I thought Blake Snell was fantastic, but, you know, he had three 19-pitch innings tonight that kind of took him out of that opportunity to throw a no-hitter. But you're not only managing today, you're managing for tomorrow and the remainder of the year. You're in a tight race right now. Jay Stengel had a very, very difficult decision. Last night I disagreed with him taking out Chris Paddock after 4 2/3. I wasn't, last night I thought maybe they should have let Hudson pitch to Marte rather than bringing Pagan in. But tonight I got to go with the manager. I think he made the right call to protect his ball player for the remainder of the year.
Yeah, I agree with you, Coach. And the Padres tonight, Manny Machado is looking like he is finding himself at the plate right now. He had a little bit of a lull there, but tonight he hits that home run, puts the Padres up on the board. And when he hits home runs, he doesn't just hit home runs. He hits missiles into the outfield.
Well, he certainly hit a missile tonight, and, you know, this ball game shouldn't have been close. I mean, the Padres left runners all over the place. They left the bases loaded 2 different times tonight. They left 9 on in all. They were 0 for 7 with runners in scoring position. They got to do a better job, give this pitching staff a little bit more breathing room. I mean, this should have been a blowout win. They should have had 7-8 runs on the board tonight. But, hey, you'll take the win with Cincinnati, not able to play today. Padres now tied for that wild card and hopefully getting a little momentum here towards the end of August now as we get ready to start September baseball tomorrow afternoon.
Matt Scraby here, Padres postgame show, talking with Coach John Quintero about the Padres win tonight. Now, Coach, they are going to go for the sweep tomorrow in Arizona. They haven't been playing well in Arizona, but they are now. How big of a 2 games is this really in the scheme of things? I know that it's big, but these games seem like they are going a long way with this clubhouse.
Well, you know what? A couple of wins. We said, you know, after that game on Saturday night, which that was a tough one to swallow, getting beat by the Angels 10-2 after you shut them out the night before in that great effort by Musgrove. They had a day to sit around, commiserate, maybe have dinner together, talk about where they want to go. And, you know, they've come out and played 2 pretty good ball games. They've gotten good pitching in both of these ball games. There's no reason why Yu Darvish can't give them a great start. Then they get another day off, get home here, and get ready to take on a very, very good Houston Astro team. The Astros are one of the best teams in baseball. So, you know, the Padres need to take care of business tomorrow, get a win, get home, and hopefully at least win the series. You want to win at least 2 out of 3 against Houston, then another off day, and then you got the Angels coming into Petco Park next Tuesday and Wednesday.
Absolutely. All right, Coach, I know you're getting up early tomorrow for because the game is at 12:40. You will be on the air at 9 a.m. What do you got on the show tomorrow morning?
Well, we're hoping to talk with Bill Center, who knows the Padres inside and out. We'll talk with Bill and Mark Ziegler. We're going to talk to him about San Diego State basketball a little bit. A lot of exciting things. They're bringing home a hometown boy to be one of the assistant coaches, and J.D. Luster, who played at Hoover High School, has been around college basketball, spent a year in the NBA as a coach. So excited to talk to him about that. And, of course, a big matchup on December 4th between the Aztecs and the University of Michigan there in Ann Arbor. So should have a fun 2.5 hour program leading right into that Geico Padre pregame show. And when I'm doing the show tomorrow, I'll have the broom in my hand.
I love that. I want to see a picture of that, Coach. You have to put the picture of that with the broom in your hand. All right.
I will get it ready, man. I'm ready to go. This is a good ball game tonight. Blake Snell, outstanding. You know, Matt, as I leave you, two games in a row where he's had 10 punch-outs. And mm-hmm. You know, he's pitching the way I knew he could pitch. I was disappointed, but I'm really proud of what he's able to get done right now. His delivery is much smoother, sitting tall over that rubber, working downhill. And when he does that, he's pretty doggone good.
Yeah, you could say that again. He's been great the last two times out. All right, Coach, thanks for joining us here on the postgame show. We'll be sure to tune in to you tomorrow starting at 9 a.m. on the station.
Thank you, Maddie. Good win by the boys tonight.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you to John Katera for joining us here on the postgame show, as always. You can listen to him normally noon to 3 weekdays on 97.3 The Fan, but tomorrow and all day games, he starts a little bit early. He wants to be here with you Padres fans, so he's going to start at 9 a.m. tomorrow, right after Ben and Woods. We're still trying to effort Blake Snell on the show. Not sure. It has not been confirmed yet, so I don't want to sell any false truth or anything like that, but we are trying to get to him, so we will get we will bring that to you as soon as we can. But right now, let's check in on this.
Which Padre went deep tonight? Let's take a look at the Padres home run tally, brought to you by the Gomez firm on the Padres radio network.
1-2 to Manny. Swung on, driven to left field. This one is gonna be gone. A two-run home run for Manny Machado. That breaks the 0-0 tie. Padres with a 2-0 lead. Home run number 23 on the season for Manny, and RBIs number 85 and 86. Padres with a 2-0 lead in the fifth.
And this ball got out in a hurry. 111.3 miles per hour off the bat. A hanging breaking ball to Manny Machado. And you were just kind of hitting on it. Pitch count starting to get high in the fifth, 73 pitches. This is where wearing down pitchers can become effective. It might not show up early in the game, but he hangs a breaking ball after having to work a long at bat with Cronenworth. He singles. Manny follows it up with a two-run shot to give the Padres a 2-0 lead.
And that was the home run for the Padres tonight. So now with that, they have hit 154 home runs on the season. That is good enough for 20th in Major League Baseball. They are trailing the Baltimore Orioles at 158, and then they are leading the Colorado Rockies at 148. The Giants still continue to hit home runs, and they have 199 on the season. We're going to update you on what's going on with the Giants in just a little bit when we do the out-of-town scoreboard. But last time I checked, it was good. It was very good for the Padres. I know that people think the division's out of reach, and it might be out of reach, but you still want to see them lose. You want to see the Giants like find this losing streak at some point, because the Padres have been through a couple of lulls. Giants have not yet this season, and it has to come at some point. Padres postgame show, Matt Scraby, 97.3 The Fan. When we get back, we are going to talk about the player of the game. We are also trying to hear from Blake Snell, but I know that Manny Machado is going to sit down with the media as well, so we want to hear from him, and we still have all of your phone calls. I have not forgotten about you, I promise. We are at the mercy of the Padres tonight, so we will be back here in about 3 minutes on 97.3 The Fan.
Hey, y'all. Poodle and Maddie here from Reality Gaze. Grab your favorite thong, because for the first time, we're heading to the villa for the new season of Love Island USA.
I can't wait to watch Ariana babysit these shiny, oiled-up adults who I'm pretty sure aren't there for the right reasons.
From the home-wrecking bombshells to the absolute wreckage of movie night.
Pull up a daybed and join us every Wednesday for all the Love Island USA drama.
Find Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcasts.
Which player had the biggest impact on today's game? Let's take a look at the player of the game. Presented by Valley View Casino and Hotel. San Diego's favorite casino and dining.
So it's another 2-2 pitch. This one is a fly ball, softly hit to left field. Profar coming in, still coming in, charging, makes the catch for the final out. Another 1-2-3 inning for Blake Snell. And through seven, he's yet to allow a hit, and he's hanging on to a 3-0 Padres lead.
Player of the game tonight obviously has to be Blake Snell, going 7 innings, giving up no hits, walking 2, striking out 10. He is 7-5 on the season. He had 107 pitches tonight, 67 of those are strikes. So Blake Snell doing great things for the Padres on the mound the last couple times out. And all of August, really, I said that stat earlier, his 1.72 ERA in 6 August starts is his best since the end of 2018. So there's either Blake Snell's getting comfortable in San Diego, or he's found something that he was lacking or he couldn't find earlier in the year, but he is pitching better and better as we get along in the season. There's still a month to go, everyone. We're not even in September yet. It is August 31st. Padres are still in it, and they have a great chance at getting to the playoffs right now. I know that people think it's out of reach, and I know that I'm getting a little excited, but tonight was really fun, and last night was really fun, and the wild card now is looking great for the Padres, because with that win tonight, the Padres are now tied with the Cincinnati Reds in the wild card, and the Reds did not play tonight because of rain. The Padres also have that game against the Braves that they are leading, that they will be finishing at the end of September. So always remember that. There's still one game left for the Padres that they have started, but they have yet to finish. Matt Scraby with you, Padres post-game show. Padres win 3-0. They move to 71-62 on the year, and we are still waiting for possibly Blake Snell to join us. I'm not sure if that's going to happen, but we are waiting for it, and we will bring him to you as soon as possible. So I'm sorry if I get to one of you on the phones and he's calling in. We're going to have to get rid of you. I don't mean that in a bad way. Let's go to Positive Sean right now on 97.3 The Fan. Positive Sean, your positivity is going great right now for the Padres.
I know, because I remember yesterday you said what's going to be yesterday's game. I said, we're going to win, and we did. So
they did, yeah. 2-2. Yeah, yeah. What did you think about Jace Tingler taking out Blake Snell after 7 innings? Do you agree with it?
Well, I told my dad, like, I think they should have kept him in, and then if he gives up a hit, then take him out. But just see how far he can get, you know?
That's a good outlook. I mean, a lot of people felt the same way. What do you think they need to do tomorrow to get the win?
Great pitching, and just get those bats alive, just like Manny Machado did today.
All right. Positive Sean checking in with the post-game show. Thank you, Positive Sean. And Positive Sean is now 2-0 this week. So you can take that and go to sleep with that, Positive Sean. 2-0. Let's go to Joseph. Joseph in San Diego. 2 nights in a row. That means that the Padres won twice.
I know. They just really want me to call into this post-game.
I agree. What's on your mind tonight? What do you think about the decision to take out Blake Snell? Actually, let me not phrase that question negatively. What did you think about the win tonight?
I think this win was definitely something great to see, because it reminds me of what this team is supposed to be. Supposed to be built on this dominant pitching performance that Snell gave us. And I agree with Tingler pulling out Snell. You know, I'd rather see him come out healthy. We already got our no-no this year from Mr. No-No Joe. So mm-hmm. I don't need another no-hitter. I want our guys healthy, ready, because this is going to be a gauntlet for the rest of the season. And we're only going to be able to make postseason if we got a healthy pitching staff.
Yeah, no, you're right. I like your outlook on everything, and it is going to be a gauntlet. So you keep calling in, Joseph, as many times as you can with the Padres winning, okay?
Of course, I'll keep calling as long as we keep doing it. Honestly, I see us winning a lot more games with our pitching staff getting healthy and hopefully Lamet coming back tomorrow. I see great things in our future.
I love that. And I feel that same way. You could feel kind of do you feel the momentum shift a little bit with the team? And I know that we're talking about 2 games here in a stretch of a lot of bad games, but I feel like the last 2 nights, this team is a little bit different.
Oh no, you could see it. You can feel it. There's an energy in the air. And I know people are going to say, oh, it's just against the Diamondbacks, but you know, you got to start somewhere, and you don't realize how much of a house of horrors Chase Field has been for us. So, I mean, I'll take it, and it's you got to start somewhere, right?
Yeah, you have to start somewhere, and absolutely, Chase Field has not been good to the Padres in the last couple of years in the Jace Tingler era, but it has been good to the Padres these last 2 games. Joseph, thank you for the phone call. I look forward to talking with you the next time the Padres win on the postgame show, and I'm on it.
Yes, that will be tomorrow, I think.
Well, tomorrow I'm not on it, so You know, you can still call Braden. That's all good. But we'll talk again soon, Joseph. Thank you for calling. All right. We are still checking. We're just stretching until we figure out what's going on, and we got a lot to talk about tonight. Padres win 3-0 over the Diamondbacks. You heard Joseph right there say it's just the Diamondbacks. I don't care if it's just the Diamondbacks. Diamondbacks are still a professional baseball team, and the Padres are taking care of it. I know the coach was a little frustrated with the Padres' offense and runners in scoring position, but I'm not going to be that way tonight. I'm not going to be the guy who's going to rain on everyone's parade, even though I can be that guy. Everybody who listens to Quinn and Chris knows that I love to be that guy, but not tonight. I can't do it tonight because the Padres are winning. Everybody's happy. Twitter is excited. Everything is going on, so... Let's go and talk with our next phone caller, Tom. You are on the air, 97.3 The Fan, Matt Scraby. What's going on, Tom?
Hi, Matt. I'm about 110% in disagreement with you.
Okay.
We are being lucky to win despite this rookie manager, Tingler, not having confidence in his starters and pulling them. Should never pulled Paddock last night. If you think about Matt Snell... if you remember the second game of the year, I was there. He's got a 2-run lead in the fifth. He's gone 4 2/3, and here comes Tingler and pulls him out. This is the guy who had been pulled in that sixth game of the World Series. And I saw Snell walking off the mound saying, what the heck's going on? And I think that's been his problem all year long. And to pull him out, I'm sitting there reminded, I'm an old guy, man. I'm sitting there going, I could see Walter Alston coming out to Koufax in September 9th, 65 in the perfect game going, gee, Sandy, you're at 107 pitches. We got to pull you out. That was ridiculous.
I can understand that, Tom.
He manages afraid. That it's ridiculous. And I'm not, no hitter or no hitter. One of your earlier callers said if he gets a hit, then pull him. That's what everybody does. But you want your pitchers to feel confident in the guy who's managing him, and I believe this staff does not. I don't think they trust him one bit. They know his inexperience. And Snell's finally just said, the heck with it. I'm going to go do my thing. He's far and away the best pitcher on this team. Heard you and Coach talking the other day, geez, if we get in a wild card game, who do we pitch, Darvish or Snell? That's a no-brainer. It's Snell. He owns the Dodgers. And I hope he doesn't pull Darvish tomorrow night when he's got a 3-run lead and gives up 2 hits or something. I mean, I just don't understand this manager. His lineups change every day. I mean, come on. This guy is a rookie, and, I like his positivity. He never answers a question, but he's very positive. I just hope that resonates in the clubhouse. But this was a bad decision tonight. Last night with Paddock was even worse. Paddock was dealing.
Does it change? Well, we haven't played Blake Snell. He sat down with the media earlier, but we haven't played him because we were waiting for him to call in. Not sure if that's still going to happen.
No, I watched that on TV while I was on hold. Let me tell you, he does his Blake Snell thing. He's the funnest interview out there, and he was cool.
But I was going to say, hold on, Tom. He did say he's fine with it. I mean, he said that he was okay. Yeah, he had 107 pitches. He was averaging 16 or 17 pitches an inning, and he said it was okay.
107 pitches. Yeah, well, what do you want him to say? He's a professional. What do you think he's going to say? Man, I was pissed off at the manager. He's not going to say that. I mean, come on, man.
He was
disappointed. It was obvious. It was obvious. And Tingler's going to lose this clubhouse if he keeps making these bonehead rookie decisions. That's just my opinion.
I appreciate your opinion, Tom, and I appreciate
back at shortstop.
I appreciate your opinion, Tom, but you do know the Padres won tonight, right?
Dude,
can we agree on that? Can we agree on that?
Of course, I was all 16 innings the last Wednesday. I was in every inning. I'm a fan, and I'm glad they won. I'm just saying, come on, Chase.
All right, I appreciate you, Tom. Thank you for giving us a call, and I hope you have a good night. Thank you. I do appreciate people with differing opinions. I like that. I mean, I was talking to someone earlier today about everything, and they were saying that they appreciated my ability to look at the other side, and that's exactly what I am here to do. So, Tom, thank you for giving us a call. Thank you for giving us your opinion. If you want to give your opinion, 833-288-0973. I'm usually pretty negative here on Gwyn and Chris, actually. But tonight, I'm not going to be negative. We'll hear from Blake Snell in a little bit on the post game show. If we don't get a phone call from him, we'll definitely hear from him doing the interview. But appreciate your thoughts, Tom. I do. And I'm sure that you speak for a lot of fans out there as well. So you're not alone. And all opinions are welcome here on the Padres post game show. I am Matt Scraby. Let's go to our final caller on the phones right now. 833-288-0973. Kathy, are you in agreement with Tom that they shouldn't have pulled Blake Snell?
No, he was, what, at 107 pitches, 108 pitches? And, you know, yeah, would I like to see him complete the game and hopefully get a no-hitter? Yeah, because he was pitching really great. But, I mean, isn't that the most pitches he's thrown so far this season?
No, he threw 122 last week.
Oh, did he? Okay.
Yeah, but he threw 107 tonight.
Okay. I promise. I know the game's on during the day tomorrow. I'm at work. I promise, so we win it, but I will not listen to it. I will not have it on the computer. I'll just kind of keep checking the score on my phone. So I promise right now I'm not going to listen to the game tomorrow. You know?
If anybody out there
really
knows.
Really tempted.
Yes, if anybody out there knows that Kathy has a bad streak with watching and listening to the games during the day and the Padres losing. So I appreciate you not listening or watching tomorrow.
Thank you, Scraby.
All right, Kathy, thank you so much for giving us a call here on the post-game show. I just am seeing a tweet from Annie Halbrun. She was on the interview with Manny Machado, and he was asked about Snell being pulled, and he said he understood because, quote, we need him for another five, well, blank. Blank that. We need him for another 10 starts. So apparently the team is on board with that decision. And if it's coming from the leader, Manny Machado, I know that Manny would not hold back his actual thoughts. So there we go. We have a little bit of proof that the team was okay with that start. And we'll be playing Blake Snell. What, Thomas? When we get back, you think we should play Blake Snell? He's listening to the interview right now. Manny swore all over the interview, so we can't play it because we don't have it bleeped yet. But let me just tell you, he delivered that line with intensity, and he delivered that line with confidence and conviction. So I believe Manny Machado. All right, let's. I don't think at this point we're going to hear from Blake Snell on the post game show. Maybe, who knows? But we did hear from him when he sat down with his post game Zoom. So here is what he talked to the media about tonight.
Let's take you inside the clubhouse and find out what the Padres have to say after today's game on the Padres Radio Network.
Blake, how badly did you want to finish that game?
I mean, I really wanted to. I just think, honestly, you know, I think we're all in an agreement. You know, 107 pitches, I was at 122, most of the fun of my career last game. Two more innings to go. I'm probably averaging, maybe 16, 17 pitches an inning. So do I really want to throw 140 pitches when, you know, I'm going to be more needed for the rest of this month instead of going 140 and then having to probably skip a start or something like that? I just need to be better. You know, I need to be more efficient. I can't have the first inning that I had. When I had Christian Walker 0-2, I can't walk him. I mean, there's a lot of things that I need to do better to allow myself the opportunity to get to the ninth and be able to finish it. But 107 pitches through seven, it's going to be pretty tough to say, you know, let's go unless we're at the end of the season and it's, you know, all or nothing.
Just one more question for me on that. How aware were you of it? And where does that like fall on a bucket list for you?
I mean, yeah, like I want to get a no-hitter, want to get a perfect game, but I don't know what's going on. I don't really tend to care because I'm just like, I got to make pitches and I have to, you know, be better. I can't really worry about it. I mean, I hear fans saying you have a no-hitter, and in my head, I'm like, no, blank. So, yeah, that's not going to work, but they tried.
Hey, Blake, you know, you've talked about it's been a weird year. It's been a tough year, but now you're like, you know, you're dealing. You had a great start against the Dodgers tonight, all of August. What's changed for you, and how do you feel like you're playing kind of at your best right now?
I'm just getting in my groove. It just took a while. I mean, I was never worried. All the stuff was there. Everything was there. But this is all new to me. And, you know, leaving a place after being there for 10 years is difficult. People don't want to understand that. So it's just that's the way it is. I mean, that's how it happened with me. And finally got comfortable and, you know, in my, you know, my zone, and now I can go, but it takes time. I can't just be dominant every start and never fail. And then what do I have to learn? Then how am I going to grow? So when it happens, I'm aware of it, but I'm always focused on it. I'm going to get better regardless. So yeah, like, just let me be me and we'll be fine.
Thanks, Blake. Appreciate it.
Yeah.
Kevin Acey.
You expressed confidence that you were getting here, but now after these six starts, like, how validating is it? And is there a different feeling now that you are dealing?
I mean, the results are better, but still, you know, I need to get better. I need to focus on not having a long first inning, not, you know, walking Walker when I'm ahead 0-2. That could have got me out for the eighth with a possibility to go nine and try to compete to get a no-hitter. But there's just little things I got to do better. I mean, I have really good results, and I feel just as – I mean, the stuff's just as good as it was. But, I mean, I've learned so much through those, you know, 3 months or however long of, you know, back and forth of good starts, bad starts, that I'm very appreciative of them. They taught me a lot. They made me, you know, get to the player I am right now, and it's going to continue to fuel me because I'm never going to want to feel like that. So I think everything behind me is what's, you know, pushing me for what's going to be in front of me. But yeah, just, I don't know. I mean, I feel good, but I felt good the whole season. It's just all results that everyone wants to look at, but I'm not going to look at that.
Blake Snell, after the game tonight, after his 7 no-hit innings, his 10 strikeouts, only giving up 2 walks tonight. Very good things from Blake Snell the last 2 starts. He went 107 pitches tonight in his last start against the Dodgers. He went, I believe it was 7 2/3, and he went 122 pitches. So things are very, very good for the Padres tonight, and things are very good for Blake Snell. Now, I told you before we went to the Blake Snell interview that Manny Machado delivered his line with conviction and confidence. Well, here is what it sounded like in the postgame Zoom.
I know you're a baseball fan, among other things. Like, seeing Snell pitch the way he pitched tonight and not get the chance at the no-hitter, I know you understand what the decision is there. But what are just your thoughts on kind of the way that all unfolded tonight?
Yeah, I would have loved for him to keep going out there, you know, but at the same time, we got a, you know, we had a lead there. You know, we got faith in our bullpen. You know, and we definitely, what was it? He threw 125 pitches last outing against the Dodgers, 8 innings. So, you know, it's a tough one, you know, but we need him down the road. We need him, you know, we need him for another 5. Well, yeah, we need him for another 10 of those. So, you know, we need him healthy down this long stretch. So, you know, putting them there is, you know, it's a good decision, bad decision. I know it's no hitters in the line, but I mean, that's just one of those situations where you just flip a coin, but I care for him later down the road than I did tonight.
Thomas, can you play the bleeping part one more time, please? I want everybody to hear this about Manny Machado. Just fire.
You know, we need him for another 5. Well, yeah, we need him for another 10 of those. So
I think it's funny because Manny, as soon as he says it, he realizes that he can't say that because he's on TV and he's on radio and all this other stuff. And then he says in his head, I don't care. I'm just going to keep going with it. So loving it, loving it. One more time, Thomas, before we hit the break. Sorry.
Yeah, we need him for another 10 of those. So
yeah, exactly. Thank you, Manny Machado, for making a soundbite tonight. We are going to be playing that all day on the station tomorrow. The Padres beat the Arizona Diamondbacks tonight 3-0. Their first 2-game win streak, I guess you could call it, since August 9th and 10th when they beat the Miami Marlins at home. So hopefully they can build on this. They are now tied with the Reds at the with the National Wild Card lead, and so they are going to be going tomorrow to see if they can pick up another game on the Reds and see if they can take back the wild card. That's what we should call it. Hashtag take back the wild card. I'm going to hashtag that right now. Everybody on Twitter, at Matt Scraby, we're going to hashtag take back the wild card. And Thomas is telling me to go to break, and he's like, stop saying take back the wild card. All right, we're going to go to break. When we get back, we're going to do something, and we're also going to hashtag take back the wild card. Matt Scraby with you here on Padres postgame show. Padres win 3-0 on 97.3 The Fan.
This is Tony Gwynn Jr. from Gwynn and Chris. You're listening to the Padres postgame show on 97.3 The Fan.
And the Padres postgame show on 97.3. The Fan comes at you after a Padres win 3-0. And I think Thomas and I just started something. Hashtag take back the wild card. It's going crazy on Twitter right now. Going crazy. So if everyone wants to see the fun, at Matt Scraby, at OddThomas71. Why not throw that in there too? As long as he retweets my tweet. So if he doesn't retweet my tweet, don't go visit his page, at OddThomas71. The Padres also have a lot of other things going on with the division race. Not the division race, the wild card race. So let's find out what's going on with all those teams chasing that last spot.
It's time to check the scores around the big leagues with the Out of Town Scoreboard. Brought to you by OG's, your headquarters for all games, with 7 convenient locations in San Diego.
Well, we are going to start with the Miami Marlins and the New York Mets. This was a completion of an April 11th game. That game sounded like it pretty much started from way back when. And how crazy is this? The MLB.com right now is showing the records of the two teams. The Marlins are 2-7 after completion of that April 11th game, and the Mets are 3-3. Mets win this one 6-5. They are going to, I believe that was the first one of the day when Javi Baez came around and scored. He also lost his diamond earring in the field, and I guess owner Steve Cohen, who probably could buy 17 more diamond earrings for Javi Baez, was on his hands and knees looking for that diamond earring in the infield, so good for him. Phillies beat the Nationals 12-6, and Phillies are a team that are coming for that last wild card spot, so we gotta watch them. The Orioles beat the Blue Jays 4-2 in Toronto. The A's beat the Tigers 9-3 in Detroit. The Boston Red Sox lose to the Tampa Bay Rays. Tampa Bay Rays. 8-5. The Rays have 84 wins on the season. Very good for the Rays this year. In the second game tonight between the Mets and the Marlins, the Mets went on to win 3-1. So the Mets going 2-0 today after all of that craziness that surrounded the team yesterday with them putting their thumbs down to the fans. They came back and they got 2 wins, so the fans should be happy about that. Rangers beat the Rockies 4-3 in Arlington. The Indians beat the Royals 7-2 in Kansas City. Cubs beat the Twins 3-1 in Minnesota. The White Sox at home take down the Pirates 4-2. The Angels beat the Yankees once again 6-4. The Brewers, this is a big one, Brew Crew beats the San Francisco Giants in San Francisco 6-2. Johnny Cueto takes the loss. Brandon Woodruff gets the win. He's 9-7 on the season. The Astros, they got blanked by the Mariners. Can you believe that? The Mariners have 71 wins on the year. They're 71-62. Everybody, including myself, actually, I think I picked Yusei Kikuchi as my guy for the Cy Young Award. I don't know if he's going to get that, but the Mariners are pretty good this year, so they win tonight over the Astros 4-0. And in the final game of the night, there was one game postponed, the Reds and the Cardinals, so that's obviously a big one, but it's going to be made up tomorrow. The Braves and the Dodgers were playing in L.A. at Chavez Ravine. The Dodgers pull out the win 3-2 over the Braves. Ozzie Albies had to leave the game because he took a foul ball off of his knee that looked like maybe one of the most painful things I have ever seen in my entire life. And I'm not joking when I say that, because it is painful. So that's it around Major League Baseball with what's going on. Again, the Padres win over the Diamondbacks 3-0. Wild cards all tied up, 71-62 for both teams, the Padres and the Reds. So the Padres are back in it somehow. It's been weeks of bad play, but now they are looking like they are heading back up. One more segment to go, but first, before we go to break, we need to pick our relief pitcher of the game.
Which pitcher came in and slammed the door shut? Let's find out who's the relief pitcher of the game in partnership with the San Diego Food Bank, providing relief for tens of thousands of families affected by COVID-19. Become a donor or volunteer today at sandiegofoodbank.org.
Mark Melancon once again one strike away from locking down this Padres victory. The 1-2 pitch, swing and a miss, strike three. He stayed away, went with the backdoor curveball. He gets Pavin Smith swinging. He strikes out the side, strands two runners, and locks down this 3-0 Padres victory.
Mark Melancon going to be our relief pitcher of the game tonight. I can't give it to Pierce Johnson because he did give up the hit. I know Mark Melancon gave up two hits, but by that point, the no-hitter was already gone, and it doesn't matter. Mark Melancon, he strikes out three batters en route to his 36th save on the season. He only needed 21 pitches to do that. So Mark Melancon, our relief pitcher of the game. Padres win 3-0. And we are going to be right back to preview tomorrow on 97.3 The Fan. I'm Matt Scraby. This is the Padres post-game show. And everybody's feeling good. Hashtag take back the wild card. We'll finish up the Padres post-game show when we get back on 97.3 The Fan.
This is Fernando Tatis Jr. from the San Diego Padres. You're listening to Padres Baseball on the Padres Radio Network.
Thank you, Mr. Fernando Tatis Jr., for bringing us back to the Padres postgame show. We are having fun tonight in the postgame show, mainly because the Padres have won two in a row and they have gotten themselves back into a wild card position. They are now tied with the Reds, and things are looking up. Tomorrow, they have a game against the Diamondbacks. They close out the series. They look to win the series. Well, they've already won the series, but they look to sweep the series against the Arizona Diamondbacks. The first pitch is going to be at 12:40 p.m. tomorrow, 11:40 a.m. pregame. Yu Darvish will be on the mound for the Padres. He's 7-8 on the season, 3.80 ERA, 164 strikeouts. Now, Luke Weaver is going to be pitching for the Diamondbacks. Luke Weaver is a pretty good pitcher. He hasn't pitched as much this year. He's 2-3 on the season, 4.50 ERA, and 38 strikeouts. So Padres have their work cut out for him tomorrow, but I'm looking at some of the lines on the guys that have already played or hit against Luke Weaver, and they're looking pretty good. Manny Machado, he's had 13 at-bats against Weaver. He's hitting .385 with two home runs. Adam Frazier, hitting 310 at-bats in against Luke Weaver. So Yu Darvish looks to get another win, or he looks to get back to winning his winning ways tomorrow, and the Padres look to win three in a row, and the Padres hopefully can hold on to that wild card. Take back the wild card. Hashtag take back the wild card. Appreciate everyone out there who is right now retweeting that. I think we can get that going really well. Thomas, I'm springing this on you, but do we have Manny Machado's answer on Blake Snell available and ready to go? He was asked earlier by the media about what he thought about him being taken out of the game, and this is what Manny had to say.
I know you're a baseball fan, among other things. Like, seeing Snell pitch the way he pitched tonight and not get the chance at the no-hitter, I know you understand what the decision is there, but what are just your thoughts on kind of the way that all unfolded tonight?
Yeah, I would have loved for him to keep going out there, but at the same time, we had a lead there. We got faith in our bullpen. He threw 125 pitches last outing against the Dodgers, 8 innings. So, it's a tough one, but we need him down the road. We need him, we need him for another five. Well, yeah, we need him for another 10 of those. So,
That's it. I just wanted you to hear what Manny had to say. He had to say it with conviction and confidence. And that kind of gives you a little bit of an insight into what the team is feeling right now. And I know that people aren't happy with them taking out Blake Snell, but I believe it was the right move. And I believe I'm probably going to get hate on Twitter for that. So you can do that at Matt Scraby. Hate on me on Twitter, as long as you're nice some point in time. That's all I ask for. Also, be nice to OddThomas71 on Twitter as well. Thanks to everyone who tweeted tonight. Thanks to everyone who called. Thanks to everybody who listened. Thank you to Thomas Andrews for being the guy on the board tonight. And thank you to Bob Scanlon, Tony Gwynn Jr., Dave Marcus, Adam Klug, Michael Valenzuela, and Kevin Callahan. We are going to be back on the station starting tomorrow talking about this big Padres win. Ben and Wood started 5-9. And then coach goes from 9 to about 11:30 a.m. And then we have the game. The pregame show starts at 11:40. Game starts at 12:40. And then Gwynn and Chris will be back on for a post-game show on 97.3 The Fan. Appreciate everyone again for joining us tonight. Padres win 3-0. That's two in a row. First time since August 9th and 10th. And they are tied up with the Reds in the National League wild card race. Very good night for the Padres. And a very good night for the Padres postgame show. I'm Matt Scraby. Thank you for joining us. Good night, everybody.
Thanks for joining us for today's game. For all the latest news on the Friars, stay tuned to your home of the San Diego Padres, 97.3 The Fan, and the Padres Radio Network.
podcast Campus Files is back with more stories of scandal, crime, and intrigue on college campuses. Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Tony Gwynn Jr. from Gwynn and Chris. You're listening to the Padres postgame show on 97.3 The Fan.
And the Padres postgame show on 97.3 The Fan comes at you after a Padres win 3-0. And I think Thomas and I just started something. Hashtag take back the wild card. It's going crazy on Twitter right now. Going crazy. So if everyone wants to see the fun, at Matt Scraby, at OddThomas71, why not throw that in there too? As long as he retweets my tweet. So if he doesn't retweet my tweet, don't go visit his page, at OddThomas71. The Padres also have a lot of other things going on with the division race. Not the division race, the wild card race. So let's find out what's going on with all those teams chasing that last spot.
It's time to check the scores around the big leagues with the Out of Town Scoreboard. Brought to you by OG's, your headquarters for all games, with 7 convenient locations in San Diego.
Well, we are going to start with the Miami Marlins and the New York Mets. This was a completion of an April 11th game. That game sounded like it pretty much started from way back when. And how crazy is this? The MLB.com right now is showing the records of the two teams. The Marlins are 2-7 after completion of that April 11th game, and the Mets are 3-3. Mets win this one 6-5. They are going to, I believe that was the first one of the day when Javi Baez came around and scored. He also lost his diamond earring in the field, and I guess the owner Steve Cohen, who probably could buy 17 more diamond earrings for Javi Baez, was on his hands and knees looking for that diamond earring in the infield. So good for him. Phillies beat the Nationals 12-6, and Phillies are a team that are coming for that last wild card spot, so we got to watch them. The Orioles beat the Blue Jays 4-2 in Toronto. The A's beat the Tigers 9-3 in Detroit. The Boston Red Sox lose to the Tampa Bay Rays, the Tampa Bay Rays, 8-5. The Rays have 84 wins on the season. Very good for the Rays this year. In the second game tonight between the Mets and the Marlins, the Mets went on to win 3-1, so the Mets going 2-0 today after all of that craziness that surrounded the team yesterday with them putting their thumbs down to the fans. They came back and they got 2 wins, so the fans should be happy about that. Rangers beat the Rockies 4-3 in Arlington. The Indians beat the Royals 7-2 in Kansas City. Cubs beat the Twins 3-1 in Minnesota. The White Sox at home take down the Pirates 4-2. The Angels beat the Yankees once again 6-4. The Brewers, this is a big one, Brew Crew beats the San Francisco Giants in San Francisco 6-2. Johnny Cueto takes the loss. Brandon Woodruff gets the win. He's 9-7 on the season. The Astros, they got blanked by the Mariners. Can you believe that? The Mariners have 71 wins on the year. They're 71-62. Everybody, including myself, actually, I think I picked Yusei Kikuchi as my guy for the Cy Young Award. I don't know if he's going to get that, but the Mariners are pretty good this year, so they win tonight over the Astros 4-0. And in the final game of the night, there was one game postponed, the Reds and the Cardinals, so that's obviously a big one, but it's going to be made up tomorrow. The Braves and the Dodgers were playing in L.A. at Chavez Ravine. The Dodgers pull out the win 3-2 over the Braves. Ozzie Albies had to leave the game because he took a foul ball off of his knee that looked like maybe one of the most painful things I have ever seen in my entire life. And I'm not joking when I say that, because it is painful. So that's it around Major League Baseball with what's going on. Again, the Padres win over the Diamondbacks 3-0. Wild cards all tied up, 71-62 for both teams, the Padres and the Reds. So the Padres are back in it somehow. It's been weeks of bad play, but now they are looking like they are heading back up. One more segment to go, but first, before we go to break, we need to pick our relief pitcher of the game.
Which pitcher came in and slammed the door shut? Let's find out who's the relief pitcher of the game in partnership with the San Diego Food Bank, providing relief for tens of thousands of families affected by COVID-19. Become a donor or volunteer today at sandiegofoodbank.org.
Mark Melancon once again one strike away from locking down this Padres victory. The 1-2 pitch, swing and a miss, strike three. He stayed away, went with the backdoor curveball. He gets Pavin Smith swinging. He strikes out the side. strands two runners and locks down this 3-0 Padres victory.
Mark Melancon going to be our relief pitcher of the game tonight. I can't give it to Pierce Johnson because he did give up the hit. I know Mark Melancon gave up 2 hits, but by that point, the no-hitter was already gone, and it doesn't matter. Mark Melancon, he strikes out 3 batters en route to his 36th save on the season. He only needed 21 pitches to do that. So Mark Melancon, our relief pitcher of the game. Padres win 3-0. And we are going to be right back to preview tomorrow on 97.3 The Fan. I'm Matt Scraby. This is the Padres post-game show. And everybody's feeling good. Hashtag take back the wild card. We'll finish up the Padres post-game show when we get back on 97.3 The Fan.
This is Fernando Tatis Jr. from the San Diego Padres. You're listening to Padres Baseball on the Padres Radio Network.
Thank you, Mr. Fernando Tatis Jr., for bringing us back to the Padres post-game show. We are having fun tonight in the post-game show. Mainly because the Padres have won 2 in a row and they have gotten themselves back into a wild card position. They are now tied with the Reds and things are looking up. Tomorrow they have a game against the Diamondbacks. They close out the series. They look to win the series. Well, they've already won the series, but they look to sweep the series against the Arizona Diamondbacks. The first pitch is going to be at 12:40 p.m. tomorrow, 11:40 a.m. pregame. Yu Darvish will be on the mound for the Padres. He's 7-8 on the season, 3.80 ERA, 164 strikeouts. Now, Luke Weaver is going to be pitching for the Diamondbacks. Luke Weaver is a pretty good pitcher. He hasn't pitched as much this year. He's 2-3 on the season, 4.50 ERA, and 38 strikeouts. So Padres have their work cut out for him tomorrow, but I'm looking at some of the lines on the guys that have already played or hit against Luke Weaver, and they're looking pretty good. Manny Machado, he's had 13 at-bats against Weaver. He's hitting .385 with 2 home runs. Adam Frazier, hitting 310 at-bats in against Luke Weaver. So Yu Darvish looks to get another win, or he looks to get back to winning his winning ways tomorrow, and the Padres look to win 3 in a row, and the Padres hopefully can hold on to that wild card. Take back the wild card. Hashtag take back the wild card. Appreciate everyone out there who is right now retweeting that. I think we can get that going really well. Thomas, I'm springing this on you, but do we have Manny Machado's answer on Blake Snell available and ready to go? He was asked earlier by the media about what he thought about him being taken out of the game, and this is what Manny had to say.
I know you're a baseball fan, among other things. Like, seeing Snell pitch the way he pitched tonight and not get the chance at the no-hitter, I know you understand what the decision is there, but what are just your thoughts on kind of the way that all unfolded tonight?
Yeah, I would have loved for him to keep going out there, but at the same time, we had a lead there. We got faith in our bullpen. He threw 125 pitches last outing against the Dodgers, 8 innings. So, it's a tough one, but we need him down the road. We need him for another five. Well, yeah, we need him for another 10 of those. So,
That's it. I just wanted you to hear what Manny had to say. He had to say it with conviction and confidence. And that kind of gives you a little bit of an insight into what the team is feeling right now. And I know that people aren't happy with them taking out Blake Snell, but I believe it was the right move. And I believe I'm probably going to get hate on Twitter for that. So you can do that at Matt Scraby. Hate on me on Twitter, as long as you're nice some point in time. That's all I ask for. Also, be nice to OddThomas71 on Twitter as well. Thanks, everyone who tweeted tonight. Thanks, everyone who called. Thanks, everybody who listened. Thank you to Thomas Andrews for being the guy on the board tonight. And thank you to Bob Scanlon, Tony Gwynn Jr., Dave Marcus, Adam Klug, Michael Valenzuela, and Kevin Callahan. We are going to be back on the station starting tomorrow talking about this big Padres win. Ben and Wood started 5-9. And then Coach goes from 9 to about 11:30 a.m. And then we have the game. The pregame show starts at 11:40. Game starts at 12:40. And then Gwynn and Chris will be back on for a post-game show on 97.3 The Fan. Appreciate everyone again for joining us tonight. Padres win 3-0. That's 2 in a row. First time since August 9th and 10th. And they are tied up with the Reds in the National League wild card race. Very good night for the Padres. And a very good night for the Padres post-game show. I'm Matt Scraby. Thank you for joining us. Good night, everybody.
Thanks for joining us for today's game. For all the latest news on the Friars, stay tuned to your home of the San Diego Padres, 97.3 The Fan, and the Padres Radio Network.
Hey guys, Fly on the Wall is back for another season. That's right, on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.